is Amir versus Mukasey, number 72693, and it's Mr. Mvarapur.
Good morning, Justice. My name is Mark Mvarapur. I'm representing Amir Bukim against the decisions of Immigration Judge Zerbe that was affirmed by the by a single member of the Board of Immigration Appeals. The gist of Mr. Bukim's asylum claim is membership in a particular social group. He's an Algerian, a French-educated, who on the onslaught of the toppling of most pro-Western governments in North Africa and the Middle East, where U.S. consuls were very understanding, were giving visitors visa. He came here 21 years ago as a young man, hoping that with the oncoming election, the Algerian people will do away with what happened in Iran and Afghanistan and Somalia and all those countries similarly situated. As he was here in 1991, the election went to the fundamentalist Islamist. And therefore, a year later, the army canceled the result of that election and inviting the militant groups known as GSPC, which is now part of the Al-Qaeda North Africa. And they have declared a war against the, of course, government, and then all pro-Western, French-educated Algerians there. Every day you read and you hear in the media about the bombing of trains, French bakeries, persons who are clearly on the other side of the dichotomy of the jalaba attired bearded Algerians who have been under the French protectorate since their birth.
Is there something that distinguishes, I guess, what you would call French-educated pro-Western people?
Well, when the country was under the Légion d'honneur of France, the persons who were reaching their adulthood at that age were going to French schools or trained as French-oriented persons, pro-Western. And then the dichotomy would be the 7th century Islamicists, mm-hmm. who were obviously emulating the system of Taliban and the...
Well, I'm saying, what percentage of the population of Algeria fits into the, we'll call them the French-educated group?
I don't have that statistic, but I would say clearly it'd be... at this point in time, after 30 years, it'd be much less than what they were
still
during the French protectorate.
A significant number, I would assume.
It'd be in the age category of our petitioner today.
Is he 57 or something?
He's 57 now. He was 32 when he came here. I would say the percentage of those people who were successful in their flight would have brought the numbers down significantly.
Well, my point is obvious. There's just an awful lot of people, maybe a minority, but nevertheless, an awful lot of people who are in this situation, identified as being pro-Western and whatever. And
well, they're still even
technically,
French
they'd all
people.
Be eligible for asylum if they leave and don't want to go back.
Well, if they got out, they could. But they're French people, you know, known as Pieds Noirs, who liked that country so much that stayed there, many born there because the parents are working there, and they are clearly targeted at all times. As a matter of fact, an article in the New York Times a couple of days ago, a train was attacked that was taking a French engineer and his family, and there was a string of attacks that week, and then the rescuers were all eliminated by the Al-Qaeda in North Africa, which is now, together with the old GSPC, at... may I go ahead?
Yes.
After the 9/11, certain nationalities were asked to register, and Algeria was one of those. And very dutifully, petitioner went and registered, and obviously it became clear that he was out of status at that time, and therefore he became in proceedings for removal. Under new congressional mandate, there's no asylum if you've been here more than 1 year. And the only remaining relief for him would be the withholding of removal. So in applying for withholding of removal, he claimed his membership in a particular social group. He had a university professor of political science testify on his behalf, his own very credible testimony, according to Judge Zerbe, and then his own affidavit. At the end of his testimony, Judge Zerbe found the professor not adequately trained in the field of Algerian politics, although his information based on his studies had been complete, and he was maintaining that there's a systematic and organized attempt against the Western educated, particularly French educated and ostensibly French looking persons, which was ongoing, and the State Department 2004 report alluded to here is obviously antiquated, because it was in 2006 with when GSPC and Al-Qaeda, which is Al-Qaeda for North Africa, became united. They're obviously very bitter about having won the election and then canceled the election against them. They have enough followers there. The greater percentage of people are Bedouins, who are obviously not French educated and not the pro-Western people. They like to take on the 7th century Islamic measures of life. And so the people who got out, like Muslim Muir, if they had picked up one of the French-speaking countries like Senegal, France, or other places, they were embraced very cordially, and they assimilated there. You know, it's been a quarter of a century since the time they've gone out. They have their families. They have their life. The decision, unfortunately, by Judge Zerbe is not responsive, and it's not adequate. And the board being obviously shorthanded these days, thank God 2 days ago Attorney General appointed four new board members. But before that, they were running on skeleton staff. As one person with thousands of cases, wasn't much that they could do.
You explain to me something in Judge Zerbe's decision where he says the respondent testified that he is working as a vendor at the present, selling socks and other goods on the street. He indicated a willingness to depart if afforded that opportunity.
Well, Your Honor, this is the actual base of a petition for the claim of asylum and request for withholding of deportation. Withholding deportation is no path to any status in this country. It's just, don't send me out to Algeria now. If you could find another country for me, I'm willing to go. And that's the policy of the ICE right now. When a grant of withholding is the only relief the person has, they very assiduously look for a country where these people can go. They look for French-speaking people. They look into Montreal, and they look into other places. Person with no bad record, with education, with fluent French yet, a French interpreter in this case. And that's his willingness was, yes, you find me a country, I go. Don't send me there. I don't want to get killed.
Very unclear in Judge Zerbe's decision.
Yes, that's unfortunate.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. Miles?
Good morning, Your Honors. I'm Erica Miles for Attorney General Mukasey. Just quickly to clarify on your question about Judge Zerbe's comment about willingness to depart, I would surmise that went to his application for voluntary departure, which was granted, which they adjudicate that separately. So just to clarify that point.
Thank you.
Here, as counsel noted, this is only an application for withholding of removal. Asylum is not an issue. He did not apply in a timely fashion. And the standard, the burden of proof, is that he must show that he more likely than not will be persecuted, either because he would be singled out or because there is a pattern or practice of persecution of people like himself, which he claims to be those who hold pro-Western views, and that they would be persecuted by Islamic militants, not the government of Algeria. And given these circumstances, and he doesn't address it much in his brief, and I would just briefly say I don't think it's much of an issue that he doesn't face a particularized risk. He's never been harmed in the past. He has several family members similarly situated.
For like 25 years.
Yes.
Isn't there a danger that he will be viewed as a Westerner, having lived here for all those years, and that he will be at greater risk of violence than other Algerians might be?
He claims that he's pro-Western and that his family is, and they are similarly situated in that regard. Under the pattern and practice theory of whether or not pro-Western people are targeted, this court's standard is quite high. And this court has held it must be extreme, and it must be systemic, pervasive, and organized to kill or injure members of that group, these pro-Western people. And also importantly, it must either be perpetrated or tolerated by state actors, by the government. And here, the country conditions evidence in the record clearly establishes that the Algerian government is taking great measures to quash the Islamic militants and any of the random attacks that are going on, and that they have succeeded to much extent.
I know you object to the judicial notice that your opponent requested regarding these incidents that were not before the immigration judge, but with respect to those incidents, is there anything about them that identified the targets as pro-Westerners or people similar to this petitioner?
In his brief, he has not even identified the source for the basis of his facts, but any of the alleged facts that he's brought up do not point to the fact that any motivation was based on pro-Western.
There were explosions.
They're random explosions.
They're intentional, but are they at locations where pro-Westerners are likely to be, or are they in?
From what I understand, I have in fact looked at the current country conditions report just to see what the State Department's been finding, and most of the targets have been government buildings, military bases. There were some UN workers working with the government, and this the civilian deaths, from what I can gather, have been sort of collateral deaths as a part of these military security force targeted attacks. So it seems to me that they're more still in trying to revive the civil war that was sort of occurring in the 90s. This is general civil strife. It's Islamic militants trying to once again gain control and attack the government, with general people being caught in the crossfire. And under those circumstances and under this court's case law, general civil strife and, you know, being at risk like every other civilian in a country does not permit you to get withholding of removal or asylum, because you cannot be defined as a refugee. I would also again point to the fact that his family members, who he claims are pro-Western, similarly situated people, all his close family members, mothers, sisters, brothers, all remain unharmed without any problems. So to show more likely than not, just he has not met his burden here.
All except for the two cousins that were murdered.
In 1993 and 1995, and that is the case. It's been over 10 years at the time of the immigration court hearing. That had been over 10 years. And also he noted the facts of those deaths. One cousin was a military officer, and the other cousin, he admitted it was a retaliation because of a failed extortion attempt. He admitted that on the record. So that didn't draw that link to the pro-Western views there. And again, those were in 1993 and 1995, and nothing else has happened. So based on this record, the evidence simply does not compel reversal of the agency's conclusion that he couldn't show that he more likely than not would be persecuted if he returns to Algeria. If the court doesn't have any further questions, the government would ask that you affirm the agency's decision and deny the petition for review. Thank you.
You used your time up, but I'll give you another minute if you'd like.
Repeat anything other than saying, as you note in Judge Jervis's decision, there's no really analysis of a particular social group, protected group, and in most cases in my almost 50 years of experience with the immigration cases, they try to get around that. That's been around since 1951, along with other four grounds, to protect groups who cannot prove that they are singled out, because the regs also read that you don't have to prove you're singled out. When a boat came here with Jewish persons, and then they said, Schroeder's not going to do anything with these old people and kids. And that was the last boat before the Holocaust started. They sent it back. They were the first ones. And this decision has to be obviously remanded so it can be handled addressing all the issues, particularly this issue of a particular social group, which all the bar needs guidelines on that.
Thank you so very much to both counsel, and the case will be taken under advisement.